I'm Jay Allison. Up next, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth goes foraging for edible ferns.
I grew up in Maine, and up there, this time of year, we eat fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the tightly coiled tips of spring ferns, specifically ostrich ferns, and they taste kind of like asparagus once they're cooked. Until last week, I didn't think you could find them locally.
This is a neat spot in here.
That's Charlie Grimm, an amateur forager. He says that where we're walking, in a wet, boggy area in the woods of Truro, we won't find fiddleheads, but we will find another edible fern species.
Osmundastrum cinnamomea. What they figured out is it's the only member of the genus in existence. And it's one of the oldest ferns because there's fossil record of it going back 75 million years. I came upon them a couple years ago. I just had a feeling about them. I said, oh, fiddleheads. I looked at them and said, fiddleheads, you know, how exciting. But, in closer inspection and doing some research, I found out that they weren't like the true fiddlehead that you find in the market. But they have traditionally been eaten. And right here is an example.
So how are they different from the traditional fiddlehead?
Well, they don't, if you look at this stalk here, The traditional fiddlehead has a deep U-shaped groove at the top side of the stalk, which these are lacking, as you can see. And it's not quite the same. It's not the same taste as what people commonly think of as fiddleheads.
Osmundastrum cinnamomea, also known as the cinnamon fern, is a little more lemon flavored, Grimm says, and also much harder to clean.
You see, they're covered with these fine hairs, which can be a bit bitter and also kind of a pain to clean off. But by rubbing it like this and running it under cold water and washing them, it takes a lot of work. It's not an easy wild food, you know?
The cinnamon ferns will lose these hairs once they unfurl. But for cooking, you need to get them while they're just coming up, around this time from late April through mid-May.
And when I pick them, this is nice because you can see around us there's a lot of them. When you're picking something, you want to make sure that you're in an area where there's a lot of the plant, you know, so that you're not really hurting their chances of persisting. And I think the rule of thumb is probably like if you see a bunch, just take like a third of the group at most. And I just cut them off a few inches below the fiddlehead.
So what do you like to do with yours?
I like to boil them first and then just saute them with some like butter and garlic. And of course, the smaller they are and the more tightly wound they are, the more tender they are, I think, and tastier.
Grimm says that like regular fiddleheads and pokeweed and a few other foraged foods, these ferns shouldn't be eaten raw, as you might get indigestion. He also doesn't recommend eating too many, because one study says that extremely heavy fern consumption has been linked to health problems. That said, Grimm thinks eating them once a spring in moderation is fine. Once Charlie Grimm's filled his bag, we head out of the woods and back home. Me to try and find my own cinnamon fern patch, and Grimm to cook his family a tasty local meal. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of the cinnamon fern heads Elspeth and Charlie Grimm found. They're on our website, along with Grimm's local fern head recipe. That's capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.